This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Down to eight. This is the UEFA Champions League quarter-final as Arsenal take on Bayern Munich. Now it's Saka! And Arsenal lead with a brilliant finish from Bukayo Saka. That's a lovely ball for Goretzka. Gnabry, and it's 1-1. It's a brilliant counter-attacking goal from Bayern, finished off by Serge Gnabry. That was a great little covering touch from Jorginho. Now the penalty. He went fishing for Sané. And Harry Kane's wish comes true. He scores in the Champions League for Bayern against Arsenal. Saka, neatly done, Jesus. Gabriel Jesus, brilliant feet. Trossard! 2-2!
What a game on our hands.
We certainly do.
Well, it's all even at 2-2 heading into this quarterfinal matchup between Bayern Munich and Arsenal. Arsenal looking for their first Champions League semifinal appearance since the 2008-2009 season. Bayern, though, no stranger to this stage. They were quarterfinalists in the last three seasons. They, of course, won Champions League in the 2019-2020 season. But this is the only trophy that they are playing for this season. Alexis, as an Arsenal fan,
yes.
Does that scare you a bit, especially with this match being at Allianz?
I think it should, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
I think it's a great opportunity for Arsenal to prove that, you know, the last two matches are a blip on the radar. I also think if you look at and you read some of the commentary around the Bayern fans, I think there was a thought process around the fan base where they had hoped to just get out of the Emirates maybe being down by just one goal, that would be considered good enough to come back.
Really?
Yeah, come back to the Allianz and be able, and this is from reporting, this isn't from my own, you know, conversations.
Well, you're
with
talking Bayern fans.
Bayern fans,
oh,
yes.
Okay, sorry.
So there's a feeling that come back, we should be able to make it happen at home. Personally, I think a 2-2 draw, one match, either team can sit here and win. I think Arsenal didn't show you the best they could be, and I actually think Bayern played better than they have in a very long time. Mm-hmm. They showed you adaptability, which they haven't shown you in the past. And we talked a little bit about this when you mentioned Real Madrid played that way at home, and you have to impress. Bayern's going to have to do the exact same thing at the Allianz. They're not going to be able to sit back and play this counterball. If they do, I'll be impressed. I don't expect
Why?
That. Because I think the fans request and deserve more than
but,
that. And
as
I think
long
the
as
way
win,
Bayern plays at home, sure.
You sit back, go to Arsenal, they're coming, and you score and you win,
but
the
imagine,
fans are going to be happier.
Imagine you play that way and you don't. Or imagine you play that way and it's bad.
That's
the fans will turn on you in the first 15,
and
20
and
minutes.
And
then you won't be able to do that.
Tuchel's gone at the end of the season.
But what about those players? Those players aren't. Not all of them.
The interesting thing about this is that point you're making about Thomas Tuchel. The fact that his end of the road is very near with Bayern Munich, he has nothing to lose by playing one way or another. And I have this sneaky feeling because of the youth of this Arsenal side, because of we've seen this before. When you're a young team and you've had an experience, a past traumatic experience called bottling the Premier League that we know was last year.
I'm just going to bring this up now that you said that.
You will have, actually, I want to see this. You might get a lot of in that locker room because I think Arsenal slip up yet again in this match. The injuries to Bayern Munich is a big factor. Serge Gnabry, if he was healthy, tie done. If Kingsley Coman was healthy, tie extra done. But it's between the ears with Arsenal right now that make me have doubt. It's not about the footballing, but it's between the ears and the issue at left back. You better start Tomiyasu, because if Kivior or Zinchenko, then ciao.
Right now, Zinchenko, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, is great, great sub, changes the pace of the game. But certainly does not has not earned another start, as far as I'm concerned, and it gives you something to focus on that back line. Tomiyasu, I don't know how healthy he is, but if he's at 80%, that's the guy you start with, and then you take your chances with what happens after that first half. I think you're 100% right. And also, Havertz has to be at the nine. He plays that false nine. He plays that Roam Deuter. He wants to move around. It showed when he moves into the midfield, it just completely upends the way we attack as a team. And I think, as far as I'm concerned, Havertz being at that nine, Gabriel Jesus at the left, Martinelli not just yet, that would be the secret sauce.
Don't fix what's not broken. And it feels like Arteta is going to go back to his strongest team from a couple games ago that's been helping him achieve so many results and play so well with Kai Havertz in that position, with a lot of width on the wings. Arsenal today has more quality than Bayern, especially throughout the entire season. Who plays better football?
Is Arsenal the favorite?
Because
they're not at home.
I don't think so.
But Arsenal is the better defensive team as well, and I feel like that's not really being given enough credit. We've seen them switch it up. Leg. Arsenal have seen Bayern go to their house and switch up the way they play. There's no more secrets. You could see how Bayern plays. You showed us something different. Mikel Arteta, I think we'll be ready. Does that mean that Arsenal is going to walk in and you know, easily do a couple laps and bounce out with a win? Absolutely not. This is still Bayern at the Allianz. I don't think people are sitting here talking about it's going to be Arsenal losing by two goals. To me, sounds ridiculous.
In a game like this, when there's two teams with so much quality, favoritism to these teams doesn't matter. Yeah, Bayern's a favorite because they're at home. If it were the opposite,
but there's
just as much doubt around Bayern and their season right now with a manager that's leaving as there is about Arsenal, who as of 2 weeks ago was riding a high because you guys got a huge draw against at Manchester City that boasted the confidence of this group that mentally they were in the right place. In such a critical season, with a squad that's so talented, so gifted, that has so much quality, to bounce back in this game is going to be crucial for the morale of the group, for the belief of this group. Can Arsenal get it done? Absolutely, they can get it done. Is Bayern going to play a certain way where Tuchel doesn't have anything to lose? Maybe.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe. When the chips are down, who are you going to turn to if you're a Bayern player? You go down a goal.
Harry Kane.
You're not going to look to your side. Harry Kane's not a vocal leader. What's he going to be doing? You're going to look at a guy tightening his Skechers? That's going to give you confidence?
Don't sleep on the experience of Thomas Müller. He'll be making his 150th appearance. Should he get the start or should he play at all? Which he will. He should. Don't sleep on the experience of him. He comes up with big goals and big moments for Bayern. Scored at the weekend. I think that's going to transfer over in this match.
Will today's quarterfinal matches be as insane as yesterday?
They'll be more stressful.
Yes. Absolutely. Equal part.
Buckle up, kids.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.